بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
We've come full circle, having traveling the length and breadth of the vast, beautiful earth, exploring cultures, mindsets, and people with the travelogues of Ibn Battuta and the accomplishments and challenges and tragedies too of Fury Race, Zheng He, and others. It has been a formidable yet thoroughly fulfilling task to condense and share of our rich Muslim heritage related specifically to the sciences of human geography, travel, and exploration. Let's recap aspects that we've covered during this documentary, and for good measure, we've thrown in a few more interesting facts too. Muslims' concern for geography originated with our belief system. Islam requires every believer to have sufficient knowledge of geography to enable the location of Qibla. Pilgrimage and commerce in the vast Muslim empire required communication. From the beginning of the 7th century, the knowledge of geography was equally growing as with the spread of Islam. Thousands of Muslim coins have, over the years, been discovered in Finland, Russia, and Kazan. Al-Khwarizmi was born in Baghdad, Iraq. His major work is Kitab Surat al-Ard. He corrected Ptolemy's overestimation of the length of the Mediterranean Sea. Al-Khwarizmi depicted the Atlantic and Indian Oceans as open bodies of water, not landlocked seas. Abdullah al-Ma'mun was the 7th Khalif of the Abbasid dynasty, who ordered geodetic measurements to determine the size of the earth and a drawing of a large map of the world. Al-Mas'udi was a Baghdad-based historian who, in the 9th century, traveled to Central Asia, Persia, Madagascar, the Near East, and the China Sea. Al-Mas'udi's book, Meadows of Gold, is a compilation of his travel observations and studies. The Palestinian Al-Muqaddasi's work, published in the 10th century, gives us a systematic account of all the regions and places he visited. Al-Muqaddasi was the first cartographer to produce maps in color. Abu Rayhan Al-Biruni was from Kazakhstan and was famous for his studies, mineralogy, and cartography. By the age of 22, Al-Biruni had written several short works, including a study of map projections. Al-Biruni was the first known writer to identify the formation of sedentary rocks and great geological changes that happened in the past. Al-Bakri was a Spanish Arab geographer who wrote about Europe, North Africa, and the Arabian Peninsula. Al-Bakri arranged the names alphabetically and lists the names of villages, wadis, towns, and monuments which he derived from our hadith and history. Al-Idrisi's book is a geographical encyclopedia with meticulous detail on the 7 continents, lakes, rivers, major cities, and trade routes. Al-Idrisi's books were translated into Latin and became the standard textbook on geography for 3 centuries, both in the East and West. Ibn Battuta is known as one of the early travelers to have visited the lands of every Muslim ruler of his time. He lived by the motto, "Never, if possible, cover any road a second time." Ibn Majid wrote several books on marine science and the movement of ships, which helped the people of the Persian Gulf to reach the shores of East Africa, India, and other destinations. The discovery of the Americas was thought to have been aided by Muslims' contribution to geography. A letter written by Columbus in 1498 admits that one of the sources which led him to assume the existence of the New World was the work of Ibn Rushd in the 12th century. Let's listen to Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick outline the early Muslim explorers.
The second point which is important to us, that is that in geography and astronomy, the great scientists and historians and geographers like Al-Mas'udi, Al-Umari, Al-Idrisi, they described America. They described America. And Mas'udi, in his book Muruj al-Dhahab in 956, he described a journey of a man named Khashkhas ibn Sa'id. This book is still existing now in Arabic in the libraries. He describes the journey of a man who went across the ocean and he came back with goods, and everybody in Spain knew about his journey. Also, Al-Idrisi, in his famous geography book, He describes the journey of seafaring people who went to a deserted island, went to another island, they were blindfolded and captured, and the king spoke to them through an interpreter who could speak Arabic. That's in the 12th century. Al-Umari reported the journey of Mansa Musa, the West African Islamic ruler, who made pilgrimage to Mecca with over 72,000 followers. He carried so much gold with him, he changed the economy of every country that he reached. When they came into Egypt and they asked him about his authority, he said, I'm from a lineage. And my predecessor, Abu Bakr, crossed the Atlantic with 2,000 ships. These are Mandinka of the Mande language group. And Mande writing is found in Brazil. It is found in Panama. It is found in Mexico. It is found in the southwest of the United States. And a man by the name of Leo Weiner, Harvard University scholar, and his book called Africa and the Discovery of America, showed that the Mandinka Muslims actually came into America and they mixed with the Iroquois and Algonquin First Nation people. And so a powerful legacy is there coming out of Andalusia, North Africa, and West Africa.
This documentary was produced with the hope of informing and inspiring our current generation of Muslims on our adventurous and courageous Muslim explorers. We hope that you are left with a sense of appreciation and acknowledging the legacies of past Muslims, and through this, seek to step outside of your own comfort zone. Identify your purpose, focus on your mission, make a difference, live your legacy. Your legacy. Global village, the vast expanse of an unknown world discovered.